He is disappointed because those congratulations do not respect the constitution of Cote d'Ivoire, and they do not respect even the international justice in Africa. As you probably know, the African Court of Justice has publicly condemned Mr. Ouattara's government, asking Mr. Ouattara's government to put the names of President Soro Gbagbo in the electoral list and to allow them to run for the presidential election. And the same court has condemned that government of Mr. Ouattara for not respecting equality consensus in the organization of the electoral process. So how can the African Union court condemn a government for not respecting democratic principle? And on the other hand, we have ECOWAS and the president of the African Union Commission, Mr. Mahamat Faki, who are congratulating the dictator.
What can he do as a member of the opposition coalition to right this wrong that he says has been done to the country Ivory Coast and its people? What can he do?
The only way and the only path for freedom in Africa, like everywhere in the world, is that the people itself must be involved in the process of emancipation by civil and pacific disobedience. This is the way, this is the decision of the world opposition and of the majority of the Ivorian people, is that Mr. Ouattara is no more the president-elect in Ivory Coast because he has no rights constitutionally to be a candidate. And on October 31st, there was no election. Do you think that an so-called election where there was less than 10% of participation level of the electoral population can be considered like an event representing the democratic process? No.
The president is also calling for dialogue between the opposition and his government to resolve any concerns that you might have. Will you attend or be part of the dialogue?
This dialogue is not open for now because Mr. Ouattara has not respected 9 conditions for a true political dialogue. There are more than 1,000 people in prison, political prisoners. There are many Ivorian political leaders who are still in political exile, like President Soro, President Gbagbo, and many important political leaders after them. There are many false names of citizens in the electoral list, and there is no electoral consensual list in Ivory Coast. The electoral commission is not fair. It is under Mr. Ouattara's control. The Constitutional Council is not fair at all. It is under Mr. Ouattara's control. The 7 magistrates of that council are under Mr. Ouattara's control. The process of political democracy in Cote d'Ivoire is now stopped by killings. More than 100 people have been killed in Cote d'Ivoire by Mr. Ouattara's militia. We need an independent inquiry to punish those who are killed, those more than 100 Ivorians. So there are so many conditions to respect before opening the true political dialogue.
So moving forward, what do you think can resolve what many opposition people are calling the crisis in Ivory Coast?
The first thing to do is to call all the political parties, all the political groups, and all the political leaders to respect the constitution. ECOWAS, African Union, the United Nations, and all the great democracies through the world must support the constitutional order. And clearly, Mr. Ouattara is against the constitutional order. If the Ivorian people is not supported by all the international organizations, by all the international community, to see its own constitution be respected by all the political leaders, that is a way to abandon Cote d'Ivoire to civil war, because this country is now still in civil war. More than 100 people have been killed in less than 3 months. So if the Ivorian opposition is not understood, if the international community supports the dictator, that is to leave Ivory Coast in civil war. And let me think, it is time now to stop that bad joke, that bad game, that tragedy. It is time to stop it by supporting the rule of law in Ivory Coast.